Hello and welcome to the Print Pod, our daily podcast. My name is Deb Datta, and the opinion of the day is how Masood Azhar has become ChatGPT himself. It has been written by General X, and he writes, "In this war between Israel and Iran, I stand with India." Now don't ask why. As your favorite General X, my interest rests in making sure that Pakistan is rented in any war, anywhere, anyhow. You can describe my current state as Begani Jung mein Pakistan Diwana. Don't blame me for the fear of missing out on a spectacular war. How else do you think we are going to become the next superpower? You know that with wars come dollars. And trust me, friends, we need lots of those dollars. Recall the heyday of the Afghanistan jihad against the Soviets and then the war on terror in Afghanistan. Pakistan made hay while Americans paid. That golden era needs to return. That is why I invited the Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi to Pakistan. Of course, we had no love for Iran in January when it was dropping missiles on Pakistan and accusing us of terrorism. Then, I told you that Iran was just as bad for us as India. Now I am telling you that east or west, Iran is the best. We understand that Iran did not attack Pakistan. It was only practicing its aim. The real target was Israel. In good faith, I have offered Iran our Islamic atom bomb, which is hardly breaking news considering how Pakistan believes that sharing is caring. Although I have requested customer feedback on the bomb, I am unsure if it works or not. What on earth has hit Rajnath Singh? This is a question I had never thought I would ask in this lifetime. Looks like he has started taking his job as India's defense minister a bit too seriously. Or is he planning to replace Prime Minister Narendra Modi soon? If not the PM post, maybe he's gunning for a spot on Big Boss? This angry young man look doesn't suit you, my dear Singh. You looked better issuing statements of kadi ninda like the old days. Saying statements like ghar mein ghuske marenge is a betrayal that I might never recover from. Why do you want to go door to door killing retired terrorists when I am already doing that for you in Pakistan? Learn from your mistakes in Canada. Have some respect for teamwork. If not, at least send Saif Ali Khan for the cleanup operation. It is due to such Indian threats that poor Jaish-e-Mohammed chief Masood Azhar had to give up his peaceful day jobs of being missing, dropping dead, remaining sick, or never existing. Now, the poor terrorist has become ChatGPT himself. Ask him anything and he will answer. There are thousands of queries that pour in every morning, from suicide belts not working to love lives exploding and, of course, climate change. As a global terror entrepreneur, Maulana Azhar has answers to all your questions, but no answers to his own predicament of whether India will also hunt him down in his home. It's not only Masood Azhar who keeps communication channel open with followers. As your army chief, I have also made a WhatsApp group of sorts. Only businessmen who can be of use to me are on it. It is part of my duties as the commander of the social media corps, which also puts me in charge of blocking Twitter endlessly in Pakistan. It's something I do for you, so that you see, you hear and speak no evil. As the world's 9th strongest military, it is our duty to provide ourselves with new business opportunities. Managing livestock in the mountains of Gilgit-Baltistan is our newest venture. Sure, it might be true that apart from our duty of security, we like to butt into everything, but it's not truer than our ability to build new businesses. Our military prowess can be seen through the Pakistan cricket team's performance against New Zealand. It was after rigorous training in the Pakistani military academy at Kakul that several cricketers were injured. Now, these cricketers won't not only win us games, but wars too. I have received a lot of your WhatsApp messages about former Chief of Army Staff Qamar Javed Bajwa taking an oath on the Quran at a wedding and saying that he did not conspire to oust Imran Khan. My position is simple. So what if Bajwa conspired against Khan? No one in this country can hold him or officers like the ex-director general of the Inter-Services Intelligence, Faiz Hamid, accountable for crossing the line. Why, you may ask? There is no line for my men in uniform, therefore they have committed no crime. Just note that Pakistanis who are elated to get a national holiday for Raisi's visit should know that I plan to give permanent residence to him. Get ready for a permanent holiday. Thank you for tuning in. For more from The Print, become a subscriber at theprint.in/subscribe. I'm Deb Datta in New Delhi. Tune in every day for more such news and analysis.